Happy Friday, y'all. It's another edition of the Urban Influencer. James Lewis with you, and we have the, she has so many descriptions. I was going back looking at some of the videos and stuff, but I would say the alluring Carmen Rogers.
The alluring. I love that. Hello, everyone.
You know, for all the music you've put out over these years, you've always had a different look. You know, you've changed it up. Even when you come up to New England and other places to the shows, like, wait a minute, that's a different look. You know, so you've always been that woman of mystery.
Yes. Yeah, I go with whatever the feel is at the time. I feel like we shouldn't have to be stuck in one space. You know, I think clothes, makeup, hair, all of that is an accessory, and you should be able to change it as much as you like.
Well, you do that, and you do it quite well.
Thank you. I appreciate this much.
I was trying to get that voice in one of your skits.
Yes. You know what? You know, maybe another time. Maybe you can make one of my future skits.
We'll see. Because I know when I do my radio show, I usually play one of those skits. I'm not going to talk about it now, but I usually play it. And then I get phone calls like, "Yo, man, why you always play that?" I got to, because it's funny. Yeah, man, but you be causing those problems. I'm like, well, don't do no dirt, and you won't have to worry about that.
Ooh, we know what skin we're talking about now, man.
Oh, yeah. It's just funny. To me, it's a classic. So you got new music now, so tell people about this new song that you got going on.
Oh, boy, I'm just excited about this new music. My new song single is called Again and Again, produced by my bandmate and friend, Nicolay of the Foreign Exchange. You know, many people know that outside of being a solo artist, I'm also a vocalist and member and songwriter with the Foreign Exchange. And Nicolay just put his foot in this track. It's such a beautiful, beautiful track, beautiful music. And, yeah, it's really a song. It's a sensual song. It's an intimate song about, you know, you and your partner, lover, friend, whoever it is, wanting them to make you feel in that very special way over and over and over again.
Okay, so one time, no one time. So, you know, people, all these shows, Love and Hip Hop, and what's the other show that my wife watches, the Huntsville's. I'm like, wow. He only saw me one time, and that was it. I'm like, okay.
No, we don't want that. We don't want the one time. You don't get to know. Okay. You don't get to know someone from one time. You know, the beauty of building on that foundation is time and persistence and, you know, and being consistent. And you can't do that with one time.
This is true. You know, so that's why, you know, people that go out for these quickies, they just don't know. But I digress. It's wintertime up here. It's cold out. We just got another 3 or 4 inches of snow yesterday, and we're supposed to get some more snow Sunday. So in New England, you know, wintertime, this is what happens, and then them babies come out in the fall, in the summertime.
Absolutely. And so, this can be part of that soundtrack. Again and again, can absolutely be part of that soundtrack. You know, they call this cuffing season. So, you know, maybe we'll have, you know, some new springs in the fall.
Yeah, well, somebody will. It won't be
that
me.
My song was able to help people get to. And it's a beautiful song. Like, it's, and you know, and I'm joking with you, but it's by no means is it raunchy. It's not a song that is, you know, it's not on the nose. It's a song that I believe is just really lovely and sensual. And so people are connecting to it, and I hope the more people that hear it will connect to it.
And I'm sure they are, because I see it going up the charts. And this is a song that you've been consistent with this, with a lot of your music, being able to cross genres. You know, for me, I've always added your music on my smooth jazz because I'm a smooth jazz reporter. So I've always added your songs to smooth jazz. Like this one will be added to my smooth jazz chart. You know, you go up the R&B and soul charts, but lyrically, you know, you've always come up with consistent music that has a little jazzy flow to it, and can go different places.
Yeah. And that's really my goal. And I wouldn't even say it's a goal is to write music that goes different places. It's just trying not to be held hostage to chasing just one sound. It's whatever I'm feeling, you know. And at the time when I did this particular song, you know, Again and Again, by the way, is for my upcoming project, Hello Human, which is an EP that drops or that will have dropped probably by the time the audience hears the show. But Again and Again was in the moment, you know, it was what I felt. And Nicolay, if people are familiar with him as a producer, knows that he's all about sounds and drums, cool sounds and cool drums. So one of the most beautiful pieces that happens for the long version of Again and Again, because there is a long version that I hope people enjoy. There is there's a change that happens in the song that is so amazingly fantastic, and it's because of those Nicolay drums. It just takes you to another, you know, stratosphere. And so I and that song, you can hear it as R&B, but it's pushing the boundaries of R&B as well, especially with that kind of drum outro. So you know, the goal is just to make music that people can feel, and it not have to be necessarily just, again, kind of held hostage by the label of, okay, you got to be this type of soul, or this type of R&B, or this type of jazzy, or kind of sort of hip hop. It's just what I feel.
Well, and that's the good thing. And being a part of Foreign Exchange with Nicolay and Zoe and Fonte and all these cats, they've always been sounds from all their other groups, from Little Brother and Ninth Wonder and everything. They've all added different sounds and done different things. So, you know, it's a really cool vibe. And I'm just glad that people are finally catching up to them.
I agree. And not only catching up to them, but now I hear so much of their influence across, you know, different producers and artists. It's really, really cool to see that they left a mark and continue to make a mark, you know. That influence is heavy and it's there. You can hear it.
Yeah, because I gotta get Nicolay on the podcast too. So he's got two little EPs out right now that are doing very nice. And rumor has it that you're gonna have two EPs for 2021.
I am. It's really exciting. Yeah, Hello Human, the EP, my new EP, that's just volume one. So there will be a volume two later in 2021. And then after that volume two drops, I'll have a really special announcement. So it's going to be a good year. I'm excited about this year in music and creating and being creative. You know, people know that normally it is a few years between my projects because I'm usually doing features and other projects and then doing other creative things that aren't necessarily directly music. I've done music for movies. I've music supervised independent films and done some really cool stuff just in the arts in general. But this time around, I really wanted to just lean in on the music and put out as much music as possible and just do as much music as I want to do. So that's what we're looking at for 2021. For the first time in my career, I'm putting out two Carmen Rogers projects in one year.
Well, you know, as a Carmen Rogers fan, I'm ready to soak it all up. I read to go.
I love it. I appreciate that so much.
You know, we've been consistent with it, so I'm looking forward to when I read that she's going to two. I'm like, really? Wow, she got a lot of music in the can, you know. So she's not going to worry about the 2020 thing.
Yeah, 2020 was an interesting year. Almost it has been, because it does feel like in some ways it's still 2020. But
it'll be that until this pandemic is over. It has the umbrella over everything until this is under control.
It really does. It really, really does. But what has happened is, as a creative, I've had to find ways to not only express myself, but actually stay sane. And that's where the music and the art comes in. So I'm just excited with all of that I've been creating to be able to share it with people.
And
it's
one
not
thing
just, it won't just be mine anymore. It'll be for everyone else.
Well, we appreciate that. One thing I've noticed out the gate that you have a really big push going on, where you have a lot of people involved with marketing and doing the PR and promotion of At Least Human First, and then hopefully that will carry over to Volume 2.
Yeah.
Is that on purpose? 'Cause
that is absolutely on purpose. Previously I've put out projects, done a little push, did a couple of visuals, and kind of let it do what it did on its own. I have the pleasure and the and the freedom to go out and do promo shows and to continue that promotion. But without that as a vehicle, you know, I've had to find other ways. But I also made a decision that I want this music to get to as many people as possible. I don't want it to be passive when it comes to my music getting out. So I made a decision. I want this music in as many hands, ears, hearts, you know, bodies as possible. And so that meant investing in myself, investing in me, investing in this music in a very deliberate and intentional way. So, yeah, I'm trying to come for it. I'm trying to come for the people. I believe that this music is special, and there's a couple of songs on the project that I believe are so special, and one in particular I believe can really help people have some breakthroughs. And so I want people to be able to have this experience, to experience this music and maybe be changed by it or moved by it or just inspired by it. And if they don't know about it, they can't get to it.
Well, this is
so
true.
I want as many people to know about it as possible.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because as radio people, you talk to artists sometimes and, well, you know, I'm just doing a little bit to hopefully get out there. And I was like, well, you know, you need to hire somebody to do some radio and PR to get some interviews, because there's so many different things popping up on the radar now from all over, whether it's here or it's in the UK or wherever. But eventually people are going to have to put out some money and invest themselves, because everybody's putting out their own projects. You know, everybody's an independent label owner now, so
yeah.
If you don't invest in yourself, who are you going to invest in?
Absolutely, and there is, you know, quite a bit of, there's just an overflow of artists in the market, and so how do you cut through? How do you cut through when in so many ways, everything's saturated, because you can make your own music, because you can, you know, have your own label, because you can put out music without a machine. So there's a lot of people in that pond or a lot of people in that ocean, whichever one you want to call it. And so how do you cut through the noise and kind of try to, you know, set yourself apart? And so that's really the goal, is to say, hey, I know there's a lot of good music out there. I know that you have a lot of music to choose from and a lot of artists that you can follow, but I want you to follow me. I want you to enjoy this music, and you can't do that if you don't know I exist. So I'm looking at it as kind of a brush fire or a wildfire, whatever you want to call it. You know, I want it to spread, and I want it to really catch on. It doesn't have to be an explosion. I don't need to boom. I don't need to pop. I want it to grow, and I want it to grow in a way where someone tells someone else, and someone tells someone else, and someone's moved, and you know, and those are the fires that are hard to put out.
This is true. Those embers burn a long time, and
yes,
and
they
with consistent fuel, they'll
yes,
keep going. And I see that, because I'm like, wow, you got a couple, quite a few folks involved, which is good. So hopefully this is a sign for other folks that, hey, how come she jumped up ahead of everybody? Well, you know, she made an investment.
Made an investment. That's what I'm hoping for. And, you know, it's I'm competitive as far as I've played sports all my life, so I've always been competitive, not necessarily against people, but just kind of pushing myself. But, you know, it is in a way a race. It's a race to get to hearts and ears because people have plenty to do, and already our attention spans have grown shorter. So it is a race to get to people's attention and hopefully, you know, them be moved enough by the music that they want to stick with it. You know, we see artists that are doing really cool things because they make good music, but also just, you know, kind of striking when the iron was hot and that timing. And so I'm just really hopeful and working to do the same thing.
Well, kudos, and I applaud you because, you know, A lot of artists haven't done it, and a lot of new artists I know, since I'm up here in New England, we're coming across a lot of great indie artists that are putting out music, and we might make a suggestion, hey, you know, you guys need to make a little investment, you know, you might need to get some good pictures, you might need to, you know, pay, you know, if you don't have a big budget, you might need to work out a deal with some of these people to work your record a little bit so you can get a little buzz beyond this immediate area so that you can get some shows. You know, because I know once I start the Tastemaker thing back up, the first panel we're going to do is going to be those curators that do the events. And they're going to be looking for artists. And they're not necessarily going to look for, they're going to look, you know, who's got a good buzz and, you know, of course, and who they got relationships with. You know, you've been up here with Foreign Exchange. You've been up this way on your own. So you have some relationships that some other folks don't have yet.
Right.
You know, folks just
And some of those things, I know it takes time. And you know, I've been doing this for quite some time. Some of it takes time. And then some of it honestly just takes leaping and pushing through fear, because I know that that can be something as well. It's just like the unknown and resources and you know, investing in yourself and concerned that you won't get the return because you still got to live and eat. So, you know, it's a lot of factors in there. So I applaud any artists that are, you know, are taking the risk, because you're taking a risk with sharing your music with people, because once you share it, people can judge it, and it's public consumption for them to do with it what they will. So I applaud artists for that bravery, but also for, you know, taking that risk and investing for themselves with no guarantee. There's no guarantee here. So any artist is trying to make it happen, how they're trying to make it happen, I applaud them, and definitely I cheer and root for them.
Okay, well, you know, and that's all we can hope for. We're all in this together. Because DJs and other folks and the cats that are creating events, we're all making investments in themselves to put events together. And with this pandemic, none of us know when it's going to finally break. We're going to have capacity to be 100% or even 50%. I think some people would be happy with that if they can just get the 50% capacity for indoor.
Right.
They may be able to make some money, you know, with everything being, you know, being geared towards the outside. So give everybody all your social media so they can follow you, so they can pre-order Hello Human Volume 1 and, you know, get ready for Volume 2.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, please follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Carmen Rogers on Instagram and Twitter. That's Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S. Don't forget the D. So that's Carmen Rogers on Instagram, Twitter, Carmen Rogers fans on Facebook. I am CarmenRogers.com is my website. And, you know, I implore people, if you still love to support, please buy if you can. You know, buy on Bandcamp. They love artists. And they really support artists in a big way. Or buy on iTunes if you still subscribe to that. And then if you don't buy anymore, please stream as much as possible. But tell friends, add the songs to your playlist so that you can help spread the word as well. And, you know, post and retweet and repost and you know, tell your people about it. one of the things I know that a lot of us like to do is when we find an artist that we think are special, we hold them tight to our chest. We're like, you're mine. But that doesn't help us get the word out and keep our careers going and give us what we need to do to keep making music for you. So, you know, please share us with your friends. Share us with your friends. This is one of the times I'd say sharing is absolutely caring.
Share, but also share where you can buy. The streaming thing is cool, but are you going to have it on Amazon or CD Baby also? Are there going to be real copies out there?
Yeah, this is a digital release only. Things definitely shifted. There might be some surprises later in the year, but for now, it is digital only, so you'll be able to get it, buy it on Bandcamp or on Amazon or on iTunes. The MP3 is the digital only. Yeah. There'll be merch. There'll be other ways to stay connected and have things that you'll enjoy. You'll see that soon as well. But for now, the project's only digital.
All right. I just want to make sure, you know, because, you know, some of us are collectors and we like real tangible things that we can read and hold on to, you know, because our minds go and we need to look at resource. Oh, there it is right there. That's who played on that record. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. No, some special things. Don't count us out yet. Some special things will be coming this year. Just wait and see. Connect with me, and you'll get that announcement very, very soon.
All right. Well, we know that you put out consistent albums. You know, y'all can look up her, subscribe to her YouTube. Y'all can do that too. That way, y'all can see some of the visuals and all that, and see the organic growth of the videos from the lyric video to the actual videos. And I'm quite sure during this pandemic, people are getting a lot more creative with their visuals. And
I can't wait to share some of the stuff that's coming up. Yes, it's going to be, definitely, you know, leaning in on the creativity of getting visuals and content to the people now that we're home more and, you know, don't have that access to be able to touch people and go to live shows. Trying to do some really cool stuff to, you know, keep people engaged and give them things that make them happy. You know, the live experience doesn't look quite the same. So we want to make sure that you get some of those things to feed you until we get some of that live experience back. I don't know if anything will ever be the same again, but there's some things that we can do in the meantime. So.
Well, yeah, well, I think some things will come back. I know folks are enjoying those drive-in theater type shows where you can stay at your car. That way you have all your food and beverages that you need in your circle. So some folks are happy about that. But I just got to see some live entertainment.
I love it. Yeah, people are getting really creative.
I need to see it. So who, any special guests on these, either of these two projects?
You know, I don't want to talk about Volume 2 yet.
I was trying to catch you by surprise.
You're trying to get me to tell all the secrets, Marv. It's not going to work. But really on this project, it was really just about reestablishing and affirming Carmen Rogers. You know, I've been, you know, touring with the Foreign Exchange for years and touring with Zoe for years and doing all these features. But I really wanted people to get to know me. Or for the very first time, you know, just kind of, and not getting, you know, swallowed up by that foreign exchange machine. So on this project, you know, Nicolay, of course, my foreign exchange brother, did, produce, Deonis Cook, who's worked with Jill Scott and, Kirk Franklin and Janet Jackson and Kanye and all these dope people. He produced three songs on the project. I also worked with some young up-and-coming producers out of Dallas as well, but to help me, you know, create the sound that I wanted. So you'll see more with Volume 2 where I'll expand and play with a few more of my friends. But for this project, I really wanted the focal point to be on me.
Okay, well, we don't mind focusing in on you. We have no problem with that.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Marv.
We have no problem with that one. So once again, y'all, it's Carmen Rogers. She's got a new music out. You got to get it, Hello Human, available everywhere very, very soon. Check out the project. Go back and pick up some of the other old projects because once you pick up this new one, you're gonna want to go back and get the older stuff too, because it's timeless music. So you know,
yeah,
timeless music has no date, y'all. And you know, if you get it soon, you might be able to give away some of it for Valentine's Day. It might help some of y'all out. Just never know.
I love that idea. I really, really love that idea.
Music therapy for Valentine's Day might help y'all out.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes, help them out, Marv. Help them out. Get it quickly so you can have that help you need on Valentine's. Because Valentine's going to look very different this year than it did last year.
There you have it.
Thank you, Marv. So
thank you, dear. And we will be talking soon, so hold the line for me.
Coming in dead, I never really felt love. Stuck in the rut, did not know I could out of. Out of the blue, like Fiji in the sun.
Started, but you know my heart is wide open and in your head. me out, you raise me up. I'm standing on the rock and now I'm feeling steady. You love me first, I am enough. When I was born again, I was born ready. Power through and through. So I will not be timid. No limits to all I can do. Because of you. Whatever I'm facing, my faith is not fading. You've given me strength to stand. I know I am young, but I'm not waiting on anyone to tell me who I am. Yeah. You call me out, you raise me up. I'm standing on the rock and now I'm feeling steady. You love me first, I am enough. When I was born again, I was born ready. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Seems she got a way to make things go. All of the things I tried to keep low. Feeling like I've been changing. So what you doing being a stranger? Seeing I got a ticket but I can't go. I need a place I can call my home. My home. Tell me where you go tonight, baby. Yeah.